The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. No more Mr. Mean Guy. Dave got in trouble again. Also, we're going to have a son-in-law shout out. Woohoo! Review what Mercy credits are. And if everything goes well, we're going to have Veronica Hinkey on the show. She helped write a book on the last meal of the Titanic.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You might get tired of hearing that, but you'll find that throughout the day, some things are more surviving, some things are more living, and some things are more prevailing. That's just part of life. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not a ton of politics. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. And we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we get into our sponsorship, which we always do because it's important to support our sponsors, a couple things I want to tell you. If all goes well, we're going to have an interview today at 2:30. And this is going to be kind of fascinating if all goes well. Remember, I just said that to you multiple times because sometimes interviews are perfect and sometimes they're not. We're looking at having Veronica Hinkey on the show. She has written a book, and the book has to do with the last night on the Titanic. Now, it's not that it's a deep Christian concept. Because it's not. It's about the Titanic. But she spent a great deal of time studying this subject and looking into it. And she has written material throughout her life and has written material specifically dealing with this last meal is the new book that she's got. So I want to talk about that and give her a chance to promote it. I think stuff like that's cool. I don't think that that's bad. I think it's fun. So we're going to take a deep kind of look at that. And if all goes well, from a technological telephone point of view, I just want to say that. Number two, we are one email away from confirmation from James Robeson being on the show. In other words, that's really important to me because he is a stellar man of God. I mean, just a stellar man of God. Prayed for my brother and I. Very impacting on our lives. 38 years ago. How about that? And so if we have that opportunity, we're trying to just get that coordinated. It looks like it's going to be the 24th of April. And so I'm very, very personally excited about that. Number three, just got to take care of house cleaning, folks, is what I got to do. My son-in-law, Jared Schiller. So my daughter married Jared. No, not the guy that, you know, the jewelry guy. Wrong guy. If it was the jewelry guy, I wouldn't have to have sponsors. He'd just pay for the show. So anyway, the bottom line is Jared is a fantastic guy. And today, in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, he is receiving his ordination service from the Assemblies of God, and he is will be officially an ordained minister, no longer just simply a youth minister or a licensed minister, but an ordained minister in the Assemblies of God. I'm very proud of him, very sad that we couldn't go there, very proud of him and my daughter and their two children and one about to arrive, and just a big shout-out for him. We'll be watching him live, and so if you get a chance to listen to this, Jared, good job. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'll say the same thing I said to you when you first married my daughter and asked for her hand in marriage. Yeah, that's what I did. Come on. That's funny. All right. That's housekeeping stuff. Let's talk about a couple other things. I was talking to my wife about Pamela Melchiano and about John. Before we get into the thing, just this is really funny. And I came up with a new commercial I'm working with, and I'm going to tell you what it is because she's probably going to say no to it because I think I had one too many ding-dongs, and it came out really funny. But before we get in there, let's talk about Pamela first, and we'll talk about John. So Pamela Melchiony.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Perfect. That is perfect. Why? Because Pamela Melchiony is Italian. And I, like I told you before, I thought she was Hawaiian. Hey, I don't know everything. And so what essentially has gone on is I have learned now, see, and I can say it better when it's in Italian. I can say Pamela Melchiony. Melchiony. So yeah, I got that down now. She has a website called theblessedrealtycompany.com. Theblessedrealtycompany.com. Sounding familiar? Yes, it should. Her phone number, if you want to talk to somebody who will talk to you, not charge you to say, to get you a price on your house, to know what your values are in your neighborhood, but you want to talk to somebody who knows the business and up to now has worked basically through referrals and is sponsoring the show because she believes in what we're trying to accomplish. And I love people like that because they're doing it because they see ministry and they want to have that be the real element. And they're going to get – hopefully she gets good benefit from it. The last time we did this, the real estate agent got tons and tons of benefit. Perhaps that will happen for Pamela. We hope so. But her phone number – if you want to talk to her, no cost, just to know what's going on in the real estate game, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. Now I'll tell you the – and again, her real estate site, theblessedrealtycompany.com. I'll tell you what I came up with last night that my wife nixed. We're going to talk about my wife. So I'm sitting there and I'm writing out her second commercial and I'm thinking it should be like jazz. I don't know what it is about me. Sometimes when I was thinking, Pamela, Melchiony, chill out. It's jazz. And my wife was like, no.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah. That's when that's got to go. And then I had a line about Pamela, you know, Macchioni, rhymes with macaroni. And then she got really mad at me. So I had to bag that. Anyway, go to her website, theblessedrealtycompany.com, 817-505-5541. If you want to talk to somebody who knows the business and it's not a joke and they don't do it part-time, this is her life. And so she knows what she's talking about. Okay? Now, let's go to our first sponsor, John.
Big John. Big John.
Do you know that song is really a good song? Have you heard that whole song? It's a great song, right? All right. So John, totally cool guy. And guess what? His website is The Blessed Roofing Company. So for Pamela, The Blessed Realty Company. For John, The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it? Roofs and real estate go together. See how that works? And they're getting together. See how that works? See how it all works? His phone number, 469-BLESSED. I'm waiting for them to come up with a new number for Pamela. That's next. 469-BLESSED and the Blessed Roofing Company. You've heard some of the commercials. The bottom line is you can get, if you've had damage to your roof, it can often be replaced at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Nothing squirrely or bizarre, which I found out is something that takes place in Texas. Who knew? So anyway, you want to talk to John. You want to make sure that you talk to somebody who's a brother in the Lord who you can count on. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. Now, when somebody goes, oh, are you trying to say you should do business with brothers and sisters beyond or before other people? Nope. I think you should be led by the Spirit. However, it does say, let us do good to all people, especially those of the household of God. So it does say that. So you can kind of work through that in your own mind. However you want to work that out. 469-BLESSED, for our good friend John, the Blessed Roofing Company, and then don't forget Pamela at the Blessed Realty Company. There you go. All right. So now I only got 5 minutes left in this first segment because I talk a lot. So I'll tell you what happened. My wife saw my video that I did on YouTube the other day, and she decided that she would comment on my video. Now, my wife does not give her input a lot. So when she gives her input, I have learned over decades that it is wise to listen more than to rebel because of my pride, because she doesn't speak up a whole bunch on my stuff. When she does, I tend to have a greater ear towards it. I think that's a good idea. That's a good plan, right? All right. Well, I think it's a good plan. She said, Dave, honey. I said, Noel, honey. She said, a little heavy duty on the sarcasm. I was like, what do you mean? You know, that's where you get defensive right there. And she's like, yeah, that wasn't that the points you made were wrong, but it did have to do a little bit with how you were making the points. She said you were a little sarcastic, a little too sarcastic. Because you know what I was going to say. Hey, Jesus was sarcastic when he called James and John the sons of thunder. Paul was sarcastic when he was talking about circumcision and people that were requiring circumcision. And Paul goes, I wish they'd go all the way and cut themselves off completely. Hey, that was sarcasm, if you didn't know that, okay? But it's only used twice or maybe three times in the New Testament. And in my four-minute video, I was sarcastic like 36 times.
Are you kidding me?
No. So I did a video today saying I'm sorry for being so angry. I'm not sorry for what I said. I'm more sorry for how I said it. More of a Dizzy Dean thing. I wish people would listen to what I say and not how I say it. And that's because I get frustrated. I think a lot of people get frustrated when you see some of the things on television and your brain just goes because you can't believe it, you know? I hate to use this analogy, but I'm just going to use it because it does work. You know, if somebody has – and if you're a person who has struggled with alcohol, has no intent to hurt you or wound you in any way, shape, or form. But if a person normally has a beer, it's not that big a deal, typically. If a person has 10 beers, it's typically a very big deal. Well, if you have a few minutes of input from political stuff and news, it's not that big a deal. If you have 10 hours of input, it's a big deal. So sometimes we can get a little too cranky and irritated when we do sort of stuff. We've got to be a little more careful. Okay, going to take a short break. Come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am. Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Then they complained to Moses against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it?
Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I like that. That Texas thing, that's really good. It's like Texas. I have all these terrible impressions, but if you can do something like that, it's good. I got the Sean Connery one on Twitter. That's my Sean Connery. Okay. I got, let's see, Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley.
Tennessee.
That's Chumley. And then I have Donald Duck sneezing. That's all I got. There you go. Did you like that? I don't know. People out there going, what is wrong with him? Who knows? Does it matter? Really? Okay. What's wrong with me? Take a look on television. If you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Facebook, The David Spoon Media. David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Gmail, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. When we do the interview, for those that are on YouTube, you're not going to be able to hear it because we don't have our sound. We haven't figured out how to do that yet. We're doing that. Somebody's talking on the headset. So during the breaks during YouTube, I take the headset and put it in front of the live button. That ain't gonna happen. So for those YouTubers, you got two choices. You can look at it, and then you're gonna see half the noise in an interview. My half. That's all you're gonna see.
What in the wide wide world of sports is going on here?
What a great clip that is. Okay, so let's go into the next phase of our existence. And that is something I'm calling mercy credits. Mercy credits. I came up with this one today. Believe it or not, I have 10,000 jokes and 10,000 DDDs. Is that terrible? Right? I could do this show for 30 years and just go and go and go. And by the time I'm done, people be like, which you might be doing right now. But today I was in prayer, and I'm a pretty devotional guy. So I've been a Christian for a little over 40 years. And in the last 20 years, I've really made it an important part of my life to do my devotions daily. So I haven't missed a day, period, in 20 plus years. That's important to me. And so when I do my devotions, I just shut everything out. Now, sometimes I had to get up at 1:30 in the morning to get it done. But, hey, when you're trying, right? So I was praying today, and as I was praying, I just told the Lord, I said, you know, I appreciate all that you're blessing, blessing the show and helping us through, because this is this financial endeavor is something my wife and I are doing by faith. We're not, they came from California. They had a lot of money. My rent in California for 1,100 square feet was $2,900. Don't tell me I had a lot of money. Every penny I had, I have used in moving out here from California to Texas. But I wanted to be closer to the grandkids. And now that I'm closer to the grandkids, I wish I was closer to the grandkids and less close to the kids. But that's got nothing to do with it. That's a whole separate subject. So we do all our stuff by faith. And so, you know, people will go to our site and they'll help, or they'll do, you know, davidspoon.com, or they'll, you know, say, hey, we want to try and help you with this or whatever. We appreciate that. I think that's a big part of it. But I was praying today and I thought, man, I hope, Lord, and I said this to the Lord and then had to pull it back and then apologize and all this other stuff. But I said, I hope I haven't used up my mercy credits. And then I thought to myself, why did I say that? That's not biblical. Why would I think I've used up my mercy credits? In other words, let's say you and I are doing pretty good in the Lord and our besetting sin has been quiet for a while. And if you're not sure what your besetting sin is, the one that really throws you off, it's the one you just thought about while I'm talking. That one. So whatever it is, I could care less. I'm just telling you that sin, that's your besetting sin. So my point in bringing that up is, you know, if you're doing pretty good and things are going pretty well and so on and so forth, the question is, do you ever feel like you've used up some of the good that you've put into the Lord? Well, that's not scriptural. It's not biblical. It's inappropriate. And that's why I called it mercy credits, because we think we're getting deposits in some kind of checking account with God when we do something good. You think, well, got that one deposited. Oh, got that one deposited. Oh, I was selfless there. That'll give me something. It's like we do that. I do that. I don't know if you do that. I do that. And I thought, that's just ridiculous that we think that we have a bank account that is added to where God will determine, well, you get this much mercy and no more. That is not how the Lord operates. In fact, Scripture speaks against that. And I want to tell you one of the things that would be really, really good for us to learn. And I'm going to combine it with faith in just a second. But let me just go over this passage, Lamentations 3, 22 through 25. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Every morning that you wake up, there is a moment between sleep and consciousness for every person. So you've been sleeping, and if you're in a dream, you could be woken up out of the dream, you know, however those cycles go, because you know, they say it's the REM cycles and this and that. And it's like, well, I don't know, rapid eye movement. I don't know. Here's what I know. I'm in some kind of dream or whatever, and then either an alarm goes off, the dog goes off, my wife wakes up, something happens, and I come to this point of consciousness where I'm awake. For some people, that happens really early in the morning, like Wonder Julie. What, you get up at like a 3? Did you like get up at 3?
Yep, 3 o'clock.
What's wrong with you?
It's what I do.
You need, there's two words for you, therapy. So she gets up at 3, right? So I assume that's a kind of a jolt into reality, and you become conscious. At that moment that you become conscious, the mercies of God are new right there. Every person who's a believer. How's that? Ooh, wait, let me get this straight. Every morning that you wake up, that you become conscious again, there is new mercy. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Now, I'm not sure they're new as in they start all over again. I think the Lord's just trying to communicate freshness. But if you want to, you know, die for it or whatever, okay. Because if the mercies never come to an end, you're never getting to the end of the account. You're never using up your mercy credits. And I think even in my own walk, I've been a Christian for a long time, I think from time to time I'm thinking that way. I'm using up my mercy credits. And there is no mercy credits. It's mercy given as a gift. It's not a credit per se that you get 10 of them, and if you use it up, then you're out of them. It's an unlimited amount of mercy. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Now, is that going to be true for somebody who rejects God? No. They said no, they're on a whole different table. That's not my problem. You think, well, that's cold-hearted. I'm sorry God didn't choose them. That's not my problem. That's like, I can't do that. Well, that's not very loving. I'm trying to figure out this walk just like you are. Let's at least be honest about it. Let's not be fake about it. Let's be real about it. God has mercy on me. I can't figure out why he even chose me, let alone why I came back and said, oh, this sounds great. Let me do this. I mean, in 40 years ago, it might have been nice to be a Christian. Now, if you're a Christian, everybody hates you. That changed in a hurry, didn't it? So my point is, it's not like this this limited fund where you do something good and then God deposits a coin. Okay, there's one mercy coin. All right, don't cut that person off. There's another mercy coin. Yeah, okay, well, you screamed at that person. I have to take a mercy coin back. And it's like, this is not what's going on. The Lord is gracious to us. In that same chapter, in that same section, it says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. God is gracious beyond gracious to us who are sincerely seeking and looking for him. In ways you and I cannot even comprehend, beyond our understanding, of course, because it's coming from God, but as much as we need to understand because he gives us that. Here it is. You don't have mercy credits. If you think of mercy as $100,000, I've got one for you. Think of mercy as 60 gazillion, trizillion, bazillion, gazillion dollars. That you could never go through in a lifetime. How many times should I forgive him, Lord? Seven? 70 times seven. Jesus wasn't going for 490. He was trying to make a point. Well, that's how we're supposed to be. How much more so is the King of Mercy? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. When we get back, we hope we'll have an interview. Don't go anywhere.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas. 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second and commercial whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own commercial whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so. Go to YouTube, David Spoon Media. You can go to Facebook, David Spoon Media. You can go on top of your roof and say, "Heb Ebbet." Nobody will respond to that, but it would be really funny, although you might get some calls like from your neighbors. I don't know. Could happen. Okay, on the phone with us for our first interview for the David Spoon Experience in Texas is Veronica Hinkey. Now, I'm going to push this button, and if I do it right, she will be on the phone. So nobody go anywhere. This is going to take about 3 seconds. Three. Okay, Veronica, are you there with us?
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy I can push a button. It's exciting to be able to know I can get the person on the air. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate this, you taking the time to be with us. I want to give you a lot of space here so that people can understand. I have happened to know that there are people that work in this building that are avid Titanic fans, and so your book seems to be more than apropos. I'd like you to just take a few minutes, tell us a little bit about the book, and make sure to tell us where people can get this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell me about the book. Why did you write it?
Well, I wrote this book because I've written about food and chefs and people related to food for many years. And at the core of every story, it's about the people. And I really wanted to take a look at the people that were involved in culinary in some way regarding the Titanic. So I looked at different people that had saved menu items that they, you know, tucked away into their pockets, letters they wrote home about their meals. I looked at people that off the Titanic in their real life were people like, you know, there's a popcorn vendor who was traveling in third class that is featured. People like that as well. We also looked at the culinary staff on board, a 19-year-old young man who his whole job was to make the ice cream aboard the Titanic. And then throughout the narrative about these individuals, we have strategically placed recipes that are Titanic-inspired. They're inspired by the ingredients that we see on so many of the menus, like the spring peas that were ubiquitous at the time, the asparagus, rhubarb, and other spring ingredients. And those are placed strategically in places where there's a, you know, a good fit for them. So the book is a couple of different themes going on there. There are recipes and stories as well.
Very cool. All right, let me ask you this question because people are going to want to know this. And this is really an important point. People can access or get to the book how? What's the best way for them to pick up the book? How do they get
it? Well, it's in bookstores everywhere as of April 2nd, and now you can also order online, of course. So Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon.
Awesome. So they can just go on Amazon and get it. They can do Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. Let me ask you this. I was doing a little research. I'm not the researcher that you're going to be in this. But isn't this day today the history day where the Titanic actually launched its journey? Isn't it? Wasn't it in 1912 today on the 10th?
Well, on the 10th was the day that the Titanic loaded passengers for the first time in Southampton, England.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Let me go into some other. You're the people that set up the interview, and we talk real normal to the audience just so you don't think anything is weird here. The people that set up the interview, they actually kind of came up with some great questions. And I love this question that she asked. Can you paint the scene for the style, atmosphere, music, and energy on that last meal? That's a great question. Like, what was going on? Because obviously they had no clue as to what was coming, and they all had a certain mindset, a certain way of being. Can you kind of paint that picture for us?
Right. There was so much going on and very different things in different classes. In first class, we saw this very jubilant, one of the gayest nights of the trip, as one survivor recalls. And lots of toasts to the Titanic were happening in the dining room. In the dining room, there was a private party in honor of Captain Smith. This was his retirement trip. At the end of the trip, he was going to retire from a life at sea. So if you can imagine that. So this private dinner party was going on, and toasts could be heard from all around. It's a very joyous occasion. Lots of wonderful food, scrumptious food. About 9:40, 10-ish, people started to turn in for the evening. And at 11:40, on the night of the 14th, this was a Sunday night, the Titanic struck the iceberg. Up before that point, in third class, there would have been a lighter meal of the day. The heavier meal was at midday. That's when they ate brown gravy and beef and boiled potatoes and so forth. In second class, something really amazing happened. An impromptu hymn service was planned by some people that had become friends. Some second class passengers had really buddied up and started supporting each other in their faith. And ironically, on that very last night, Lawrence Beasley, the journalist, and others were instrumental in getting this planned to have a service where they sang hymns that ended up being, you know, very ironic when the events of the evening played out later.
Wow. I've never heard that before. That is amazing information. So they were actually, in a certain sense, having kind of a devotional celebration as they were doing that hymn meeting. Is that kind of the idea?
Very much so. A devotional, communal faith gathering. And it wasn't scheduled. It was just something that they wanted to do. They wanted to, you know, focus on something, you know, they all shared in common, their Christian belief.
That is, and when people talk about, because this is the thing that you hear, like, I want to say this with real respect. If you're not somebody who's studious in this kind of regard, you'll just hear the little clip sayings, the little cliff note sayings, like, oh, they said that God, you know, the ship was so big that God couldn't sink her kind of mentality. But that wasn't really the spirit or the attitude of this. I mean, they weren't trying to do something defiant. They were just trying to celebrate their accomplishment. Isn't that really what was going on there?
Well, I think that whole nomenclature of, you know, even God couldn't sink the ship got a little carried out of hand from maybe one or two comments over the launch period of the ship. And there were, in fact, cases of many people that had, you know, sixth sense that something was going to happen. There were a lot of people that were very, they had a suspicion that something might happen on that ship even before they boarded. There are a lot of stories about that. So not everyone was a firm believer, and, you know, many of the survivors recalled that they really weren't surprised that something like that happened. So the reason we focus on, you know, the unthinkable phrase is because what really was unthinkable was the style and culture that lives on.
Wow, that's a good statement. I like that statement. Let me ask you this. You were talking about some of the passengers, and I know that one of the questions they want us to ask is, it has to be the favorite passengers and why. And I'm assuming, because you said popcorn maker, I was like, what? There was a popcorn maker? And there was an ice cream person? I mean, are these some of the people that just really, you know, as you're doing this material and doing the research, just standing out like a popcorn person? That just seems so bizarre.
Well, my hometown area, there was a man from there who made popcorn while he was at home. You know, that was his job in Merrill, Wisconsin, and throughout central Wisconsin. So having studied a great deal about him and his culinary tie being that, he was an obvious thread through the story. And then, of course, you know, when I discovered about this man who, this young man from Inwil, Switzerland, who took a job to make the ice cream on board, and he told his parents, he said, you know, if I take this job, once I make this crossing on the Titanic, I will be able to get any job in culinary in any of the most luminous of the restaurants and hotels in London.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's actually, that was pretty good thinking. I mean, he was thinking ahead of it, and that's a pretty interesting way to look at it, because it would really open doors. And did any of those people that were your favorites survive, or did they perish?
Well, those two did not survive. Sadly, there was a situation with regard to the ice cream maker, not so much the popcorn maker. He was a third-class passenger, but with the ice cream maker, he might have been caught up in this group of kitchen staff that were not able to get into the boat deck area to get into a lifeboat or try to fight for their life in the water, because there was a headline that ran in the news during the British Inquisition, the British inquiry later on, and the headline read, "Titanic cooks drowned like rats." Because what happened was, there were many cases, different scenarios like this, and in this scenario, the White Star Line did not employ many of the cooks. They had hired Luigi Gozzi, who was an Italian entrepreneur, and he was hired to bring in a whole line of French cuisine staff to staff the French restaurants. And those employees were neither White Star Line employees nor passengers. So they were held back when it was time to try to get into the lifeboat.
Wow. Almost everything you tell me, I'm just like blown away. That's like, I did not know that. I did not know that. I did not know that. Let me ask you, because this book is not just a historical recount, but like you said, it's a cookbook in the sense that there are recipes involved and there are different elements of entertainment for people to read. Do you have something that you've put together in this book that you're like, okay, this is my favorite?
Oh, they're all so favorite. I really love the English spring pea soup and souffle for this time of year. The soup is very simple to make. It's also very beautiful. It's a vibrant green color that just shouts out spring.
When somebody buys this book, is this going to immerse them into the story of Titanic in a certain way? You know what I'm saying? Is this a book for somebody who's already immersed, or will this bring people in who've also never had that touch?
I hope this book does for others what it did for me in researching and writing it. I was awakened one morning with very surprising news that my mother passed away suddenly when she was in perfect health. And a few months later, I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, and having to, keep my life going and managing all of that book. You know, I realized one day a friend reminded me actually that these stories of these people and their horrific experiences that they endured, they are in my life for a reason. They were the wind beneath my wings during some of the worst experiences in my life to keep me inspired and strong. Their strength was amazing.
Wow. Well, congratulations on not just the book, but on putting it together and using it for great purpose, and for offering it up to other people to help and to bless them. I just want to make sure people know you can get it at Books A Million. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at any bookstore. You can get it anywhere online. And Veronica, I just want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with us, and thank you for taking the time to write the book and making that a part of everybody's life.
I really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a fantastic rest of the week. Okay?
Oh, you do the same. Thanks.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cool. I love stuff like that. I don't know how you don't find stuff like that amazing. I love it. Great job by Veronica Hinkey. Excellent. The Last Night on the Titanic. That's the name of the book. You want to pick it up, especially if you're a Titanic fan. How do you miss that? All right, we're going to take a short break as soon as I find my exit sheet. Well, it's somewhere. We're going to take a short break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 AM. We'll be right back.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you?
Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company.
Two
things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. 2. It's in the number. 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking.
Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box.
The David Spoon Experience.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That was fun. That was fun. And so I'm gonna appreciate that. I mean, if you think about what Veronica's been through, and then this is kind of like a passion that she's gone to, and I think if you make any kind of connection there, you know, it's like facing death. People on the Titanic were facing death, and then reviewing that and seeing that many of them had interesting stories. I find stuff like that cool. Here's a trivia question. It's not biblical, but it is spiritual, and we do make that distinction. I was just curious if anybody knew what scientist said, and I've not given Wonder Julie the answer, so she's not gonna know. So you're welcome to call us if you think you know. What scientist said, science brings men nearer to God?
Ooh.
Ooh. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. What scientist said, science brings men nearer to God? Very well known. Very well known scientist. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, let's kind of tell you a couple things. So that was a fascinating interview in and of itself. The unsinkable Titanic was loading people this day in 1912. We already talked about that. On this day in 1916, the PGA was formed, and the first professional golf tournament was held on April 10th, 1916. And then if you love animals, you'll appreciate this. The American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was established on this date in 1866. For those that are like, well, that's not biblical, apparently you've never read the Old Testament where it tells you you're not allowed to be cruel to your beast. So, wrong again. That's why we love Scooby. Okay. So from that to that to that.
That was Dino.
Oh, that's Dino? What's the Scooby one? Let me hear Scooby. We got to. I got to get these right. I can't believe I did that.
I don't know.
We don't have a Russia ruler. No. We need a Russia ruler. Hey, I got another impression.
Ruro Reggie?
Uh-oh. The one impression I could do that I have done in real life is Ruro. Oh, so that's Dino. See how bad I am? Hey, let me ask you a serious question. What's the difference between Goofy and Pluto? I just find that to be like, one is, well, what is Goofy and what is, I mean, Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy? Goofy's a dog, right? I'm lost. So we'll take all of that stuff in this show like we do, and then I'm going to talk to you about the Trinity. How about that? That's how we do it here, folks. That's how we do it. So I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about something I said on the show, and I said it poorly. Imagine that. I said it poorly. Could you believe it? I was talking about the Trinity, and I want to make sure that everybody understands when I was talking about the Trinity, something important to understand, because people get all kind of like bent out of shape talking about the Trinity. And it is true that you're not going to fully grasp all of God on this side, certainly, of the aisle, so to speak. You're not going to get it all on this side. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about us seeing through a glass or seeing through a light. No, I think it's seen through a glass dimly, but at a later point we'll see clearly. That doesn't refer to the canon of Scripture. That is the biggest stretch ever. It refers to perfection. When perfection comes, what's the perfection? The canon? No, the perfection is Jesus Christ. It's always been Jesus. Not one single commentator says otherwise for the first 1,900 years in the church. But that as it may, the Trinity is a manifestation of the Lord. The Lord has shown us, and it starts off in Genesis 1:26. It goes all the way through Revelation, by the way, in regards to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And one thing I said poorly. I said that the Lord God Almighty, He is one essence. That is correct. He is one essence. But there are three distinctions in that essence. And that's what I didn't say clear enough. And I want to give you an illustration. And we use this in seminary. I think it's a good illustration. I don't think it's the best. And I'm not going to use the three-leaf clover or anything like that. It's simply this. My name is David. Okay? David has a mind, a heart, and a body. But I'm David. David's heart is still David. David's mind is still David. David's body is still David. Now, I like that because I think of the mind as God the Father, the heart is Jesus Christ, and the body is the Holy Spirit. But it's David. And so you see that it's one essence with distinctions in the essence. And that's really important to understand. And for those that are like, you know, Dave, but the word Trinity, it's not actually in the Bible. You are 100% correct. Not incorrect. You are 100% correct. The word Trinity is not in the Bible, but the principle of the Trinity is listed at least 36 times, not including the book of Revelation. But Matthew 1, Matthew 3, Matthew 12, Matthew 28, Luke 3, John 14, John 15, Acts 1, Acts 2, Acts 10, Romans 1, Romans 8. I don't even think this includes Ephesians. Oh, it does. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians 13, Galatians 4, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 2, Ephesians 2, Titus 3, Hebrews 9, 1 Peter 1, Revelation 9 times. Here's the point. The point is, the principle is the way that God has manifested himself is for us to understand. And these three distinctions are really important for your relationship with the Lord. God the Father, as we talked about when we did the expository on the Lord's Prayer, a father is a protector, a provider, a place to go. We said, don't think of a bad dad, which some people do. Think of the best dad. Think of the best dad ever. You know, that's how you have to think, because God is perfect in his fatherhood. And we need that. We need the Father in order to make it through a journey, which, by the way, everybody needs a father. I don't know what this idea is that you don't need a dad is. The second part of it is that Jesus Christ is what? He is a savior. We need a savior. He is a friend. We need a friend. Remember, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is our intercessor in the sense that he's at the right hand of the Father. He takes the sacrifice for us. He took the beating for us. He substituted himself for us. He's our fill-in. He's our guy. He's our go-to guy. Got to have a go-to guy. That's Jesus. And the manifestation of the Spirit and the proclamation of the Spirit gives us this understanding. And I love this illustration that this came from somebody who's not even a theologian at all. But the Holy Spirit is like, not oxygen, because everybody has oxygen. The Holy Spirit is like sunshine. And people that don't like God stay in the dark. But people that like God try and absorb as much of the sun as possible. And see what I'm saying? It's so cool. And so the idea that that's overly mysterious, I think, is dangerous. Underly mysterious is dangerous. You're not going to fully comprehend God, but here's something you can do. You can understand that God makes distinctions when he communicates himself to us. I think that's a really important point for us to grasp. God comes and relates himself to a father. Zechariah mentions father like four times in two chapters. So, okay, what do we have? We have an answer for the trivia quiz?
Yes, Leonard.
You guys are so sweet. Is it Leonard?
Leonard is going to, he's not on the phone anymore, okay. But he's going to guess Einstein.
No, good guess though. Excellent guess. The person who said science brings men nearer to God was Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur. You know, I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. I think that's right. Louis Pasteur. Pasteur. But Einstein was a good guess. I want every once in a while I'm going to throw those out because those are kind of cool. I find that amazing. In fact, I came across this book. Have you ever seen the movie Expelled? I think I mentioned this to you.
No.
Oh, my goodness. So Expelled, I'm not talking about the comedy they did a few years ago. This is one with Ben Stein where he talks about the connection between Darwinism and abortion. And it's really fascinating. But in it, it came with this book. And this is where I came across this saying from Abraham Lincoln. I can see how it might be possible for a man to look down on earth and be an atheist, but I cannot conceive how he can look up to heaven and say there is no God. I love stuff like that. Love it. It's awesome. All right. We're going to take a break. Got a lot of cool things happening. I really appreciate everybody hanging with us. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. God bless you.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.